This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start the day, let's start it right. And that is starting it by spending some time with God. Time with God will shape your life in the best way possible. When you try to shape your own life by going your own way, you just make a mess of things. I doubt I have to convince you of that, because you already have experienced it. But haven't you also experienced that in those times when you put God first in your life, even when it seems like it would be dangerous for you to do so, actually, it ends up being the best decision you could have ever made? Build your life around God, and you'll never be sorry. We're talking this week about God's provision for us. And today I want to go to one of the great passages on that in Matthew chapter 6 and read to you a little excerpt of Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount as he talks about this issue of God's provision for us. Starting in verse 28, Jesus says, "And why are you worried about your clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, 'What will we eat?' or 'What will we drink?' or 'What will we wear for clothing?' For the Gentiles, those who don't know God, eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." What a great message from Jesus Christ. Run hard after God and relax about everything else. If you're anxious and worried about the things that you need, then something is wrong in your life. Now, don't get only half of the message in this passage. Jesus is not just saying to us today, relax. What he's saying is, be focused on God's agenda and stop worrying about the rest, because God will make sure that your needs are provided for when you are putting him first. Sometimes people want to just have a lackadaisical attitude about everything and kind of claim these verses that God will provide your needs and these things will be added to you, but they forget this first part. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Don't miss the putting him first part of that promise, or you may also miss out on the providing part. God's provision accompanies his purpose in your life. And remember, stop worrying doesn't mean stop working. Do your best, but rest in him. Run hard after God and relax. I'm John North.